This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Control the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And we've been talking about extraterrestrials, UFOs, all of that sort of thing. And basically just the government has a long list of terms that it wants to use to describe these things. And it's all very interesting. Nothing the government says is interesting. The concept of UFOs is interesting. And the reality of, like, Bonnie's cup here is a spoof on the X-Files or the poster that hung up in the X-Files, or was just I Want to Believe or something like that, which I don't know. It probably did not originate with the X-Files, but when I see that phrase and that poster-ish thing there, that's immediately what I think of.
And only it's a porcupine on my cup instead of a UFO. It says, I believe.
Oh, it says, I believe, not I want to believe.
Yeah, it just says, I believe. Okay. I think I want to believe is the regular one. I think you're right. I never thought of that.
That was what they said in the X-Files, I believe. But, I mean, it's interesting to see what's going on in the world out there in regard to UFOs and what people are saying about it. I remember a number of years ago I learned that the capabilities of the United States military and their aircraft are generally about 10 years ahead of what we're aware they're capable of doing. Like, around Area 51, they started reporting, you know, triangular-shaped UFOs and stuff like that. And then, like, a decade later, we're like, oh, yeah, there are stealth bombers now, and the U.S. military have those. So it wouldn't
be... And those are triangular-shaped?
Yes, more or less. And so it wouldn't be terribly surprising to see a large number of the UFOs that people are talking about now are aircraft that we're going to learn about in, you know, another 10 years or whatever. Because some of these are like, oh, a human being could never withstand the G-forces of turns like that. Okay, but... Why would it be a human being? Why wouldn't it be, you know, an unmanned drone or whatever, in which case it wouldn't be a concern?
I mean, what gets me is when there are members of the Air Force and other military people that are seeing these things and they're unexplained, they're not reported in the military, so you'd tend to believe that if they don't know what it is, then it probably is from somewhere else.
Those have certainly happened, and those are definitely among the most compelling cases. Like, you have the astronauts who come out and say things like, oh, yeah, there were definitely extraterrestrials outside of the space station or whatever. It's like, dude, I don't, as a rational human being, I don't know how to process that. I can't believe you because, you know, you have no evidence. However, you are an astronaut, and you did live on the space station, so... Who would know better than you whether or not, you know, aliens are out there? And then you have...
And NASA is so, you know, government infiltrated and bad.
I mean, they lie about things. So much stuff, so...
They Photoshop pictures of Earth for no reason, unless they're hiding something.
And how about the time that they cut the feed? There was a live feed of the International Space Station or something like that. And then people were online watching it and like, hey, there's a UFO down there in the corner of the screen. And then there was a issue and the live feed got cut for like some number of hours or minutes or whatever. I don't remember the exact details, but this sort of thing happens over and over.
I mean, it wouldn't make sense for there to not be aliens. You know, we have this... great, you know, infinite universe, but we're the only life forms, like only Earth is the only planet that's inhabited. Just wouldn't make sense.
I watched a YouTube video a number of years ago where the guy pointed out that, you know, all we really need for the biblical story of Christianity or Islam or Judaism or whatever religion you want, all you need for all of those stories to take place exactly as described is the planet and the sun. And everything else beyond that is just window dressing. And now we look out there into the sky and we see hundreds of billions of galaxies, each one of which has hundreds of billions of stars, each one of which could have a habitable planet around us. Like, that's not just window dressing. What an enormous waste of space and effort if that's just window dressing.
I mean, to not believe in aliens, you'd almost have to be one of those people who don't believe in space.
Yeah, absolutely, because the odds are overwhelmingly in favor of there being life out there. I don't know if it's going to be intelligent life, because intelligence isn't the end point of evolution. That just happens to be the role that humans best served. And it turns out that, hey, look, this intelligence thing is kind of a cheat code for life here. You know, it's a bit better than the claws and the sharp fangs and all the other things that some of the other organisms have. Intelligence, it kind of beats all of those if you give it enough time. However, the idea that there is life out there, even if that life only exists, you know, one out of every 100 trillion times that you roll the dice, it has to come up with a 100 trillion sixes or whatever, there's still enough planets out there for there to be life thousands, millions, billions of times. It's an enormous universe beyond the scale of our comprehension. The question to me isn't whether or not there is life out there off of Earth. It's, does that life, is it intelligent? Does it know that we exist? Does it care that we exist? And is it capable of traveling to us? Not to mention, if the grand scheme of things, the lifespan of human beings is just like it's like a day in the millions of years that the Earth has existed, right? Why would the existence of human beings overlap with the existence of some other extraterrestrial intelligent life form? It just seems very unlikely. Not impossible, but right, like human beings, we've only existed in our current state for a few hundred thousand years, and we probably won't exist much beyond that. I realize people out there, they want to think that humans are forever, but I tend to think that within a few hundred thousand years, at best, humans are just going to become extinct, either through our own silly decisions or through an asteroid or whatever.
I think that all the time, because people want to, you know, mix themselves with computers and dumb stuff like that, and we have nuclear power and stuff like that. I think about all that stuff.
Yeah, there's no telling, you know, what millions of things could possibly happen that could annihilate the species. I don't think it's very likely that humans are going to live much more than, you know, 200,000 years from now. And the idea that...
But I think that's being generous.
Yeah. And some other life form just happens to coexist at exactly that same time while also having the ability to travel to us. It seems very unlikely. Maybe as the universe gets older, the likelihood of these life forms existing simultaneously would increase. But as it is right now, I think the universe is probably just too young.
Yeah, there is a theory, and I heard Terrence McKenna talking about it. And to try to just sum it up, it's after the Big Bang, which is like what people assume is the beginning of the universe, it was something extremely simple. Everything was way simpler, and things progressively, as it went out from there, got more and more complex, and to this day, things get more and more complex. And he said, if you think about that on a scale of how far away the Big Bang is, like, things will one day be getting just as complex as from here to the Big Bang in what is to us 1 week, and then things will get that much more complicated at the same exponential rate in like a minute. You know,
it's hard to even comprehend.
It really is. It's crazy.
It is, and we see the same sort of thing happen with technology, right? Like human beings went, it took human beings, you know, 50,000 years to go from fire to being able to fly a plane. And then within the span of a century, we went from having a plane to landing on the moon to having computers in the palm of our hands that can access the wealth of known information in the universe instantaneously.
Yeah, it's like once you unlock those very few helpful tools, it makes it so much easier to quickly develop things.
And you don't need to learn all the things that people 100 years ago had to learn. You can read about what they learned and then learn your own things. So it's we're getting more complicated exponentially, you know, same amount but faster.
Right, like Einstein, I believe it was Einstein said, you know, if I've seen further than anyone else, it's because I stood on the shoulder of giants, right? I don't have to know how whatever thing works if I can use the technology that is the cell phone to come up with some new invention that's even cooler or better or whatever. There's lots of exciting things in the future of humanity, and technology is going to continue exploding, but in order for us to really take advantage of it, to explore the stars and to do all of these things that really we should be doing, we're going to have to stop bickering with one another. We're going to stop fighting with one over stupid, trivial nonsense like gas prices and energy rates and all of this other stuff. 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, that's 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. DW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
everybody to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria, Bonnie, and Nikki. And we've been talking about extraterrestrials, UFOs, all of that great stuff. But we're going to turn our sights a little bit closer to Earth because, as we've been saying, humans, they need to stop disagreeing. They need to stop being petty and arguing. Like, you look at things like the Flint, Michigan water crisis. I don't want to be the lefty or the socialist or any of that other nonsense, but when you look at things like the Flint water crisis, like, how can human beings be so advanced and have all of this technology, all of this abundance, and we still can't get clean drinking water to people? And I understand, no one deserves clean water just because they exist. You know, you don't have a right to clean water or whatever. If they want clean water, they should kind of get. Look, I'm not saying otherwise. I'm saying, how can any moral person say something like that? You know, the issue isn't whether or not they have a right to clean drinking water. The question is whether or not you think they should get it.
Well, the government is occupying that land and also not, you know, keeping the water right.
That's kind of irrelevant to me. People are dying because they don't have clean water. I don't care who's responsible for that. Can we get these people a bottle of water?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It would be one thing if these were people who just voluntarily, you know, kept their pipes all messed up. I don't really know how it happened, but it'd be one thing. It was just a society of people who decided to do things wrong, and then they, hey, we don't have water. I think people should still be charitable to those people and help them out, but it just seems like in this case, they definitely deserve the other parts of the government that occupy this land to give them water.
Well, and also these people are being robbed through tax dollars, and clean drinking water is supposed to be one of the payoffs for their wages getting stolen, but they don't even get that. I mean, that's the bare minimum. Like, clean drinking water is one of the, you know, basic necessities that we need, you know, before anything else.
Yeah, drinking water is not really optional. And it's sad to say that, you know, the United States government, that they have dropped the ball on this. And Flint, for those who are not paying attention, the Flint, Michigan crisis is ongoing. They still haven't solved it. I don't think the situation has improved any. It's been about 2 years since I looked into it. But when I looked into it 2 years ago, the situation had not improved at all, and there was no reason to think that was ever going to change. I mean, it got its day in the sun, it went viral, people talked about it, and that was the end of it, and people stopped caring.
Which is sad that people just forget about that stuff. And of course, you know, if it's not front of mind, and I live all the way in New Hampshire, so it doesn't really affect me, and I don't know anybody over there, but it's still sad that the media is concerned with celebrity gossip and all of these other things that are really trivial and all of this fear-mongering. You know, when I look up the news for show prep, sometimes that all that comes up is shooting, 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 murder, stabbing, all this negative stuff, the same thing over and over again to fear-monger and to get people to be afraid of guns. But we're still not talking about certain areas of the United States that doesn't have clean drinking water, and it seems like nobody really cares.
It is a bit distressing. Like, the worst example I can think of was when the media made a big deal about Donald Trump getting McDonald's ordered to the White House for the football team or whatever it was.
And it's like, who cares? Like, that's what the media is going to focus on?
Yes, that instead of the Flint water crisis or the one in Jackson that we're going to be talking about.
Well, it's not interesting anymore, right? You know, people were worried about it for a few weeks, and then let's, you know, something new.
Yeah. You had something?
Oh, I was just going to say, well, the news is all about propping up the government, so they don't really want to point out when the government messes up.
Yeah.
But they accuse Trump of, you know, damaging the sanctity of the White House or whatever by having McDonald's delivered there or eating McDonald's there.
What about a $30,000 hot dog supply being sent to the White House? Is that damaging the sanctity?
$30,000 hot dog supply.
That happened during Obama.
Where they had pizza delivered to the White House from Detroit, Michigan or something like that.
Yeah, and $30,000 worth of hot dogs.
Yeah, they delivered pizza from halfway across a pizza. from halfway across the country.
Like, that's not going to be good by the time it gets there.
There's no chance it was actually pizza.
Yeah. That's a good point, too.
No
one I'm so naive. I'm like, oh, that pizza's going to be terrible by the time it gets there.
Well, from Michigan to Washington, D.C., was it like 1,800
miles? I hope it's a take and bake.
Something like that. But no, and it's sure enough there in the Podesta email somewhere. I don't know how to find it today. It's something I looked into. Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know how to find that particular email.
This is $30,000 of drugs.
Honestly, I wouldn't even want to search Pizzagate online anymore and then, like, get somebody to come to my house or something.
Well, it's far more likely, as Nikki points out, that they weren't involving children or anything like that. It was far more likely to have been related to drugs.
Hmm. Or some sort of money trafficking or...
They traffic children, so...
Well, see,
Nothing would surprise me anymore.
It could easily have been just drugs.
Well, I think it certainly wasn't pizza.
It
was proven that, like, I don't think Hillary Clinton was doing it, but some company she had was trafficking children in Haiti after the crisis, so...
Yeah, the Clinton Foundation. I don't remember exactly what was going on in Haiti, but there was something weird they were doing. I don't remember exactly all the specifics. I think they were just stealing from people, or at least the Clinton Foundation was. I mean, there's no telling what all of these people are doing. They have their hands in so many different pockets. I mean, it's disgusting. Whether they're trafficking children or trafficking pizza, I don't know what they're doing, but it's probably evil, and I don't approve of it. Meanwhile, in Jackson, Mississippi, I've been to Jackson. It's not the part of Mississippi I'm from, and I would not choose voluntarily to go to Jackson if I had a choice.
I've only driven through it, and I hate it so much.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot to see there, but it is the capital of Mississippi. Evidently, they're suffering from a crisis similar to what was happening in Flint a few years ago. Nikki, you have that story. So what's going on down there?
Yeah, so this article is from August 29th in Jackson, Mississippi. So they will go without reliable drinking water indefinitely, officials said on Monday, after pumps at the main water treatment plant failed, leading to the emergency distribution of bottled water and tanker trucks for 180,000 people.
What is the population of Jackson? I don't know if it's 180,000, but that sounds like it's got to be about like the population.
I would think that's what they're referencing, or more.
I also looked it up in it.
Yeah, that's the entire city of Jackson and then some.
Yeah, they don't have any. The water pump failed and no one can get clean drinking water.
So their solution is tanker trucks and bottled water for 180,000 people?
For bathing, cooking food, drinking. Think about all the things that you do with water. How do you wash your clothes? Well, you're not going to use a washing machine. So I guess, what are they washing their clothes by hand?
They're probably not washing them at all at this point, or you know they're leaving sinks full of water or whatever, so they can wash their hands that way, and then at the end of the week or whatever they wash their clothes. I don't know what they're doing.
In 2022, someone in America should not be going through this.
You're absolutely right. Of course, this is what happens when you have the government in charge of things. They don't know what they're doing, and now their solution is tanker trucks of water and bottled water. It's just not going to work. We're going to talk more about this and what's happening in Jackson, Mississippi. Maybe you're from around that area. You have a better idea of what's going on. 603-283-6160. Sounds very similar to what's happening in Flint, Michigan. That's 603. 603-
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At a meeting hosted by the White House Domestic Policy Council, First Lady Jill Biden announces a new effort to help teachers work for schools with staff shortages. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona explains how the American Rescue Plan is allowing them to address the teacher shortage.
Let's raise the bar for how we recruit and prepare teachers. That includes making new dollars available to diversify the profession. And it includes efforts like Iowa's First in the Nation program, funded by the American Rescue Plan, to prepare 500 teachers and paraeducators for the next step in their career.
Seven cadets at the Coast Guard Academy have been disenrolled for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine. The cadets had their request for religious exemption from the vaccination requirements denied and were ordered to leave the campus on August 18th. This is USA Radio News. The final results of the special U.S. House race to finish out the rest of the late Representative Don Young's term are due out Wednesday. The Alaska Division of Elections will release the official results. Former Democratic state lawmaker Mary Petrola is currently leading with 39.6% of the vote, followed by former Republican Governor Sarah Palin with 30.9%. Sam's Club is raising its annual fees this fall. Club member fees will go up from $45 to $50, and its higher tier plus will hit $110. That's the Walmart-owned company's first price hike in almost a decade for its regular membership. Sam's Club Plus fees haven't changed since 1999. Serena Williams will continue her quest for one last Grand Slam title Wednesday. She has a second-round singles matchup in the U.S. Open with the number two women's player in the world. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to control the airwaves. Talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
And gold and silver. You can own the most stable assets in recorded history with BullionMax.com. The link there is now working, so go to BullionMax.com/FTL. You can get 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products at the employee pricing. That's BullionMax.com/FTL. I ordered some of this yesterday, I believe it was. I finally got around to it.
I was about to ask, because yes. Every week you're like, I'm going to do this.
I did finally get around
to
it. I actually tried to do it a few days ago, and that was when we discovered that the link was actually not even working. So that's fixed now. BullionMax.com/FTL. It's really cool. I'm looking forward to it. It's, you know, just 5 ounces of silver. It's definitely worth it if you're interested in alternative currencies, things that are different from gold. I mean, things that are different from the USD, things that the U.S. government cannot control. BullionMax.com/FTL. That's where you should go to get your gold and silver. That's BullionMax.com/FTL. Now, we're talking about the Flint, Michigan. You know, the two issues are so tied together in my head that they seem like the same thing. But Flint had corrosive pipes and corrosive water and all of that. The Jackson issue appears to be that their pumps just aren't working.
Yeah, so the city linked the failure to complications from the flooding of the Pearl River. But Governor Tate Reeves, who declared a state of emergency, said the case was unknown and that the city-run water treatment plant had been poorly operated and understaffed for years.
Shocking.
So
government poorly operated?
Yeah. So they're blaming it on the flooding, which was probably just the straw that broke the camel's back. But clearly the water plant has been mismanaged and, you know, not kept up to date properly.
You would think at some point these people in the South would recognize the dangers of flooding and would, you know, take measures to minimize the damage caused by said flooding.
Yeah, I saw a story when I was looking for show prep where there was a hurricane a year or 2 years ago, Hurricane Ida, and there were people in old folks' homes, I can't think of the real word for that.
Nursing homes?
Nursing homes, who died in, like, throughout 12 days because they just got abandoned in these floods of Hurricane
That's
Ida.
So sad.
It's really sad.
So people just, like, didn't think to go check on the old people? Is
yeah, they got left for 12 days and died.
I mean, those places are staffed 24/7, so clearly
I think they evacuated, but not with the old people. I didn't read the story.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be terribly surprised to hear that. I mean, but
then New Orleans too, so it's also the South.
But these are at least privately, supposedly privately run institutions,
yeah,
right? The government controls the water supplies. I don't know when human beings decided that the only way to have a water supply was if it was government controlled. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem to be working. When it does work, everything is fine and no one thinks anything about it. But when it doesn't work, there's no alternative. There's no solution. There is no hope for the people in Jackson, Mississippi or Flint, Michigan, because the government's solution is tanker trucks of water and bottled water. Tate Reeves is probably right. This is an ongoing issue. There's probably nothing here that's new. Is there more to the story?
Yeah, so there has been an update that they, let me just find it. So I think a emergency pump. Yeah, emergency pump was brought to the water plant, and that was yesterday at 10 a.m. The story was written yesterday at 10 a.m.
So does that mean they do or don't have drinking water now?
From what I've heard, they still don't.
Okay, so the emergency pump probably useless, or at least not capable of dealing with the demand?
At least it wasn't a quick enough solution.
Multiple pumps were messed up, right? But only one emergency pump?
And I heard that, and I'm getting this information from people that live there on TikTok, so whether it's reliable or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
But these people claim to live there, and they were saying that they were running out of bottles of water. The last I heard, so they were actually running out of all sources of water, and then finally they're getting this emergency pump. So whether that's been fixed, whether the situation has been resolved or not, and these people have running water, but it's a really big deal. So even if there's very low water pressure, if you use that water, it's typically raw water that's coming straight from the reservoir, which could have all sorts of bacteria in it. You're really not supposed to drink it without it being filtered.
Well, I looked it up, and at least it's not illegal in Mississippi to collect rainwater and stuff, so it rains a lot there. I'm not saying that's like a solution, but at least they
probably won't
die.
Well, that's if it's raining, you know, now or within the next few days or whatever. Humans can't really go very long without water.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if they don't have water and it's not supposed to rain, you know, within the next few days, they might have some issues. But don't worry. Your government has everything under control. There's no need to revolt. There's no need to resist. But because even if you wanted to resist, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15, warns Joe Biden.
Wow.
That's President Joe Biden, for those who don't remember. Now, this isn't the first time he said something like this. He said something similar recently.
Didn't he say we have nukes or something?
It was something along those lines.
That sounds like a threat.
I don't remember exactly what he said, but it was something very similar to that. Like, you can't fight the U.S. government. We have nuclear weapons or something like that. And now he's saying, look, if you want to fight the U.S. government, you need an F-15. This is related.
Is he talking about Americans or other countries?
He's talking about Americans.
Okay. I was about to say, other countries have nukes, too, so I don't know.
Because this is related to a different story I have. If I'm not going to be able to find it, it looks like, for whatever reason, I closed out of it. But People are suggesting that, you know, it's time to take on the FBI. Hunting Fed boys is the article I accidentally closed out of, and that's what's related here. But first, Joe Biden is warning the brave right-wing Americans, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. Speaking from Pennsylvania on Tuesday, President Biden issued a message for, quote, brave right-wing Americans, saying that they, quote, need something a little more than a gun to fight against the United States, giving instead the example of an F-15 fighter jet as something to use instead. Here's the exact quote. And for those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping Americans independent and safe, you want to fight against the country? You need an F-15? You need something a little more than a gun, Biden told the crowd, referring to the Second Amendment, apparently. I think they're wrong. I don't think he's referring to the Second Amendment, but whatever.
Yeah, what?
Biden, I mean, it's just their weird spin on it. And I didn't hear anything in there that could have been referred to as a Second Amendment. Right?
Yeah, that's confusing. But the thing is, he's acting like that the military would... I don't think that most of the military is going to just F-15 bomb the United States for Joe Biden. I think they would.
No, I think they would. When I worked as a slot tech at one of the casinos in Mississippi, one of the people there was a former contractor with the U.S. government. He had no reservation with telling me that, you know, if the president gave the order for them to kill America's citizens, that's what they're trained not to question.
Yeah,
orders.
They're trained to be just brainless order followers.
Yeah, they would absolutely do it. Maybe some of them wouldn't, but I
think the majority wouldn't.
I would hope so.
I wish I had your optimism.
I mean, I know a lot of people that used to be in the military, and I strongly believe that they wouldn't, but maybe that's just why they're not in the military anymore.
But it's just like they are in it because most of them are in it just because they want free college, but they think that it's a good thing or else they wouldn't be doing it if they all thought. I mean, obviously there are the like small percentage that are just psychopaths, and there's a small percentage of psychopaths on the planet, but I'm sure the majority of them are doing things in government anyway. But the rest that are in the military, they're in there because they are getting something out of it, like money and free college and all that stuff, but they wouldn't do it if they didn't think it was, like, they're doing a good thing. That's the thing, like, you can't convince them that they're doing a bad thing, and they think they're doing a good thing because they think they're protecting the United States. So, I just really don't believe it that they would turn against, that they would actually shoot, like, the majority of them. Obviously,
but once they go into the, I mean, regardless of what their reasons for joining war, once they go into the military, it's 8 weeks of constant brainwash and psychological destruction.
Yeah, but what the brainwash is,
destroy them as individuals and build them up as a single hive mind.
Yeah, but it's the brainwashing is, you're doing this for the United States. That's what they're all about.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. That's the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. If you're new to the subject, don't know anything about it, don't know what I'm talking about, head on over to Bitcoin.com. Click Getting Started at the top of the page. Take a few minutes out of your day to learn about this important world-changing technology, because it is changing the world, and it is very important. If you don't know about it, now's a great time to learn, as I understand it. Bitcoin is on sale. I don't know exactly what it said on sale. Last I heard, it had dipped below $20,000. I don't know. It's meaningless to me what Bitcoin does, so I don't pay a whole lot of attention to it at the moment. I just know that, you know, Bitcoin is still out there. It's still going strong. It still exists. It's still doing great. And if you do already know about cryptocurrency, news.bitcoin.com is where you want to go to stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you. That's news.bitcoin.com. Everything there on a slick, easy-to-use modern website. That's news.bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones, however. We have Billy on the line from Louisiana. Billy, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with us? It looks like we may have lost him. Sorry about that, Billy. So anyway, we were talking about the water issues that they had in Jackson, Mississippi. It doesn't sound like there's been any solutions or any improvements to that. And then we got to talking about Joe Biden here and how the government, don't worry, they have your back. And if they don't have your back, there's really nothing you can do about it. You need F-15s to take on the American military. And he's kind of not wrong. This is one of the issues that we have with the Second Amendment and this crazy allegation that it's, you know, meant to protect people's right to have shotguns and pistols and all of that. No, the Second Amendment is meant to protect your right to take up arms against the government. The weapons that a person used to defend themselves against their government back when the Constitution was written was pretty much the same weapon they would have used to go to war. And there wasn't a difference between the two. That distinction between a weapon of war and a hunting weapon, that's a relatively modern thing. But we have him back now, Billy, on the line from New Orleans. Billy, welcome you to Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Yeah, the thing going on in Jackson, Mississippi, that's a common thing that happens down here. I don't know why it's on the news. we still have water. You can still wash your clothes. You can still wash your dishes. But it's a boil warning. You got to boil the water before you cook with it or drink it.
I was under the impression that their pumps were broken in Jackson, that no one was getting any water.
No, we're getting it.
So it's just not clean, filtered drinking water, so people just have to boil it first before they use it?
That's all it is. That's all it is. And we get that two or three times a year. And another thing, y'all covered so many things in such little time that I wanted to say, Hurricane Ida, nobody died in a nursing home. That was Hurricane Katrina.
I saw it today on the news.
And
I was in New Orleans. Didn't you also say you're from Louisiana? Didn't you say you're calling from Louisiana, Billy? Because I'm just curious, because I got the article here from CNN that does, in fact, say exactly what, you know, we've been arguing with exactly what Nikki said, was that the water system, it's just, there is no water for them to boil. I think...
No, my daughter lives there. She's boiling water as we speak.
And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me for CNN and all of these other mainstream media news sources to blow this out of proportion for whatever reason they want, whatever their agenda is. It really wouldn't surprise me
They have an agenda, no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. And it would not surprise me if they blew it out of proportion just, you know, for whatever their reason is.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call tonight. I'm not seeing anything in the news anywhere, and you know, I probably do have someone in Jackson that I could contact if I really wanted to. They don't generally hand out tanker trucks they're not handing out tanker trucks. They generally don't send out tanker trucks full of water and hand out a bottle of water over boil advisories. I tend to think that what we're dealing with here is different than what they've dealt with in the past.
Okay, and I'd like to apologize. I actually read the article. They were left to die, but they were saved. So they would have died, but they were saved by rescue workers. Hurricane Ida, yeah.
It's kind of messed up that they abandoned people.
Yeah. So you were correct on that note, that it was Ida, not Katrina.
Yeah, but they didn't die. They were just left to die and got saved. After 12 days... which is terrifying.
And some of those people, I mean, they need meds to live, and they're on... I mean, if there's no electricity, a lot of those people are on oxygen and other things that are hooked up to electricity.
Yeah.
It's, like, really disturbing to think about. And I've worked
Al Jazeera.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the American news isn't going to talk about how that happened.
That's why I like Al Jazeera. My friend showed me it.
So, in other news, the mainstream media isn't going to talk about Joe Biden saying this. I remember when he first made the gaffe about nuclear weapons or whatever it was, and I don't remember the details now about what exactly it was, but that wasn't really talked about by the mainstream media. And neither is this latest thing of him saying that, you know, you're going to need F-15s to take on the American government. So he's also, he issued the comment during a speech he gave in Pennsylvania regarding his, quote, Safer America plan, which is a plan, evidently, quote, to reduce gun crimes nationwide. And, of course, that's not what it's going to do, but that's what they're calling it, the Safer America plan. It was announced earlier this month. It looks to fund police departments. Oh, okay.
That sounds super safe.
That's the government's solution to everything, right? So all of the leftists out there, the defund the police, the F the police leftists out there, your president's out there going, we should send more money to police departments.
See what you've done?
And this was always what they were going to do. They had some plan. The Biden administration's plan was modeled off of the plan that someone else had put forward a few decades ago. That I think it was somewhere in Washington. But the result was just more police, higher gun crimes, and higher drug rates, higher drug deaths, and all these other things. We've already seen all of the results of this. So, of course, that would be the agenda that the Biden administration would pick.
I mean, the BLM people, they never supported Joe Biden, but they supported him over Trump, which is just so dumb. I mean, I'm not saying that they should want Trump. I'm just saying they were like, this is what my grandma told me. My extremely leftist Californian grandma, she told me when I said I wish that they would just have Bernie Sanders run for Democrat, I'd vote for Bernie Sanders. I mean, I wouldn't now. That was a couple of years. That was like 3 years ago. But my grandma messaged me and said, I don't like Biden either, but we have to, like, she thinks I'm a Democrat, so she said,
sure,
because I'm young, she said, we have to vote for Biden. It's what we have to do to keep Trump out of office. So, like, oh, my God, it's just crazy to think that you should go against all your principles just to keep Trump out of office. It's crazy.
as if Biden is any better than Trump, though. It's either way, they're just talking heads. It's the same thing, and people can't see that, and it's amazing because Trump passed a lot of gun control stuff too. It is
amazing, right? Nothing changed at all.
No, it never does.
But that doesn't prevent these people from out there going, thank God we have Biden now.
Instead of Trump.
Or, you know, the Republicans out there who are insisting that now, suddenly, the country's going to hell in a handbasket, and it's Biden's fault. It's like, dude, but there's nothing today that's fundamentally different from how things were 4 years ago when we were under President Trump. Nothing changed when we went from Trump to Biden, just like nothing changed when we went from Obama to Trump.
I was trying to explain to my dad during the really bad parts of the COVID crisis, the lockdown crisis in, like, I don't know, June 2020. I was trying to tell him if Trump is some kind of hero, why are all the businesses closed? Why is this crap going on in Texas? And he was just like, well, if you're a real libertarian, you shouldn't want him to get involved. And I was like, okay, whatever. You're just like, you see, he's just looking the another direction. Like, he, you know, I don't know. Trump wanted just as much of the lockdown control as anybody else.
Absolutely.
Well, most people are just being spoon-fed whatever their favorite news source is telling them.
Yeah, and for conservatives, it's Fox News, so they're going off of whatever Fox News has told them to believe.
Yeah.
So this new Safer America plan is looking to hire 100,000 police officers, just slightly more than they are hiring IRS agents, as it turns out. So that's 187,000 new police officers and IRS agents wanting to be hired by the Biden administration.
And the scary thing about that is cops, and that's basically all these IRS agents will be when they're armed, because they're also going to be armed. Well, I don't know if all 87,000 will, but a lot will be armed. The scary thing about them is those are people who are hired because they will literally step on the rights of the people who live in the United States. I think there's a fundamental difference between the military and the police because of that. Like, you have to sign up to be willing to go, step on the rights of the people living next door to you if you want to be a cop.
Well, that's the whole point.
Yep.
So this plan also looks to crack down on crime spreading across the nation, including harsher sentences. That's right. The Democrats are putting forward a notion of harsher sentences for people, including those who have fentanyl, and cracking down on organized retail theft. 603-283-6160 is something. Sounds to me like the left is looking a lot like the right these days, but what are your thoughts? There's more coming up. It is.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.